More than a week after Election Day, one of South Jersey's closest congressional races has finally been called. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports it makes the Garden State delegation even more blue.
Andy Kim says he never expected to run for Congress. Now, he's the newest representative from New Jersey, flipping yet another district to the Democrats after the party won control of the House last week.
I will be part of that new generation of leaders that are going to step up and focus on what's best for the American people, what we can do for all of us. That's what we need right now.
That was Kim declaring victory the day after Election Day. But actually, his race was too close to call for a full week after polls closed. That was until yesterday when the Associated Press said Kim beat his Republican opponent, incumbent Congressman Tom MacArthur. Kim joins a slate of new Democrats that celebrated victories across New Jersey last week. The state's congressional delegation is going from 7 Democrats and 5 Republicans to 11 Democrats and just 1 Republican.
This is basically an election that revolved around the perception on the part of New Jerseyans of President Trump.
Ross Baker is a political science professor at Rutgers University. He says President Donald Trump loomed larger than any single policy issue as voters headed to the polls. Although Baker notes New Jerseyans have no problem electing Republicans, just look at two-term Governor Chris Christie, he says Garden State voters have a particular distaste for Trump.
Among not just Democrats, but independents as well, I think that the feeling was that a vote for any Republican office holder was a vote for President Trump, and they just did not want to send that message.
Many people considered MacArthur a close Trump ally, even though MacArthur has characterized himself as a moderate. The Republican from Toms River was the only New Jersey congressman to vote in favor of the GOP tax plan. And most notably, MacArthur wrote an amendment to the Republican bill that would have repealed the Affordable Care Act, an effort that ultimately failed. Ann Vardaman with New Jersey Citizen Action says voters in the 3rd Congressional District, which stretches across Burlington and Ocean counties, care a lot about health care.
And when they found out that it was their congressman who endangered pre-existing conditions protections for people across the country who voted to take health care away from thousands of his own constituents and millions of Americans, they were horrified.
Clearly, not everybody is happy to see MacArthur go. Such a close election means almost half of ballots cast in the race went to the incumbent. Bob Young, a Republican voter from Brick and a military veteran, says he likes MacArthur because he advocated for the joint military base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst, which is one of the state's largest employers.
My concern, as they say, is going to be national defense in the military, which MacArthur was a strong supporter of Lakehurst, McGuire-Dix, and I don't want to see that cut.
Although the Associated Press called the race for Kim, the official results are not in yet. Kim leads MacArthur by about 4,000 votes, with only the provisional ballots left to count. And there are more provisional ballots to count in left-leaning Burlington County than there are in the more conservative Ocean County. So experts are confident that Kim, who is already in D.C. learning the ropes of his new job, will take the seat in January. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.
In an emailed statement last night, MacArthur conceded the race and said he called Kim to congratulate him.